You're listening to Roundtable Podcast from the Youth Media Center at SOB Radio in Pittsburgh, Pennsylvania. My name is Josiah Collins, and I'm here with
William Bergwin,
Jamal Cherry,
Aiden Pratt,
and Damian Hill.
We're base grad students at Westinghouse High School, and today we're going to be discussing the Westinghouse Bulldogs or environments in our school.
Yeah. Damian, going into your senior year, how you feel about the upcoming season?
I honestly feel like this is the season where I got to make my mark in Westinghouse's history. I got to feel me like a standard and a objective I always wanted to reach. I always wanted to be the best or one of the best. So that's what I feel like.
And Aiden Proud, you being a senior in your environment, how does it feel to just come to Westinghouse High School every day?
Westinghouse High School is a pretty good school, you know. Most people look at Westinghouse High School as a bad school, as if it's a bad environment, and honestly, it's pretty good, to
just
be honest.
Just be chilling, for real.
Yeah, bro.
Just be chill.
You got to agree on that.
Because of where it's located, you know, a lot of people there are predominantly black, and being a statistic in Pittsburgh, in the east side of Pittsburgh, going up there, you'll be looked at wrong.
Looked at as either a thief, mugger, robber, anything that's bad.
Or a threat to your neighborhood.
Yeah.
My personal opinion, I think it's all like want to. Some people in the school don't want to do it. Like, there's some people who do want to learn, like, you mean?
And there's some people that just come to school to just sit there all day.
I think there's a lot of racism, like, going around places and seeing people and how to look at you or treat you a different way just because of how you look or who you are, you know, that stuff. It hurts to see, but you're used to it.
It's reality.
Yeah, it is reality.
Really can't do nothing to that. You know, we could go some places, like we're going places for football.
Oh, so more on the bright side. Wonka, you got a basketball game tonight against Furl. How do you feel about that?
I'm feeling great. About to try to go for a double-double again. That's what I'm averaging on.
Let's talk about last week's game.
Yeah, we took a loss to Stowe Rocks, man. It was a tough loss. But we're going to bounce back against Furl, man.
What do you think was the specific problem in the game that y'all could have changed?
We needed more intensity, missed shots.
I feel like I didn't see a three to the fourth quarter.
Yeah, man. Well, I don't know. Man. We was just cold. We was in a slump.
Yeah.
Talk to Tommy.
But y'all scared a little bit? Because in the gym, y'all make every shot.
Yeah, bro. Our first home game, we kind of had the nerves. Yeah, I don't Jitters. Know. But, yeah. We got a home game against Phil tonight at like 7 o'clock. We're going to get them win. It's going to look good today.
Aiden, I know you're real good on the academic part. How do you feel like school and academics is at Westinghouse altogether?
Work's pretty easy, kind of. But, like, I'm really only good at math, reading. I'm okay.
Damian Hill, you being a senior next year, how do you feel going into the season after having a losing season?
I feel like we got to go get back. Simple as that. We got to go get back, for real.
Jamar, going into your junior year, like, how are you prepping for the offseason?
I'm prepping by just, like, trying to get better every day, working out, you know, keeping my body in shape.
Any plans for the offseason, like, 7-1?
Yeah, I'm playing for 4-2 Elite. It's a good program, real strong. I feel like once I go up, there's going to feel like family. I'm just fit right in.
Class of 2028 to break it.
I got a question for Josiah Collins.
Yes, sir.
What made you commit to Akron?
What made me commit to Akron was the hospitality. You know, it was one of my better options, so I just went there and took and ran with it.
You was recently up Akron like a couple of weeks ago, right?
Uh-huh.
How did you like it up there? Like, how was it?
I liked it. You know, they was just showing me around the campus more. I seen it a lot of times, but this time I seen the dorms where I'll be staying at, and I feel solidified up there. I feel like it's home.
That's great.
What would you say is the most things that stood out about the school when you were thinking about your choices for school?
Things that stood out was the coaching, you know. Everybody's going to be on you. You're not just going to be up there, feel me? They're going to make sure you on your P's and Q's and doing what you got to do, or you're going to be at home.
Holding you accountable when it's needed.
That's yes, Division I level football.
Yes, sir.
You know, I heard they let you take the whole team out to Akron on a visit. How was that?
I was good. Being able to show my guys something new, get them out of their typical environment, you know, to show them something new, that was great. And it felt like I was leading the guys somewhere out of the trenches, you know, showing them something new.
So, like, you basically showed them, like, everybody got a shot.
Yes,
you gotta put in the work.
It's possible.
It's possible.
So, this is, like, a question for my football guys. Like, what's the goal? Like, I want to know where y'all heads is at for the next, like, upcoming season.
The goal really is, bro. I ain't gonna lie.
States.
You better know how to swim if you come around this, because we shirking, bro. That's all I'm saying, bro.
My junior year, I think I got that scholarship. My first ever scholarship was Temple. My sophomore year, around like week three, I had posted my mid-season film, and they came. It was like that off-season, like, I put in a lot of work. You know, I was working out two times before the regular practice, and it just paid off, and it showed quick. Temple, I had a scholarship from them, but I don't think it was a good fit for me. I did an unofficial visit up there, and it was right in the middle of the hood. It was just, I could go to Westinghouse and just call it college.
For real.
It's not in the best place, so I would want to go somewhere where I'm separated around different things, and somewhere that's a better fit for me, and I was Akron. The team's good. It's a small MAC school, so they're not the best team in the MAC, but the team's good, you know. It's like I said, like, they're going to be holding you accountable. You're not just going to be there doing anything. You're going to be there getting better, focusing on yourself, perfecting your craft, and hopefully to go to a higher level.
Josiah, any advice for upcoming players coming into the next season?
Advice I would give is to just keep your head down. You know, a lot of people don't always get recognized at the beginning of their work, but that's when they stop, when they don't get recognized, when they just started the work. Just keep your head down, keep working. If you good, they're going to find you.
How do y'all feel about the Eagles?
The Eagles stink, man. They stink.
I don't like them. I feel like Jalen Hurts got exposed.
High school quarterback, man.
I just don't understand. He's never going to – he's not top five, not top ten to me. I just don't – I don't like him. I'm being honest.
I just don't understand why Jalen Hurts even comes up in his conversations. He's not on that level. Like who can I can't even compare him to nobody because he's not on that level. He's like, you know, Perry type of quarterback. He's not that type of guy. He's not like a Westhouse type of guy.
Yeah, Jalen Hurts, he's not on that level, you know. He's just not good enough.
He's just not elite.
He got exposed, you know. Of course, Jeff's going to be mad. He's just not good enough.
So he never was.
What do Jalen Hurts have to get better at
as throwing. A quarterback? Yeah, accuracy. He can't throw a deep ball.
He has to get better at, you know, throwing the ball in tough situations. You know, he's seen it in the last game they were in. You know, he played good the last game they was in.
Five interceptions.
They play some weak guys, though.
They played the Raiders.
They played some weak guys.
They played the Raiders.
How y'all feel about how JSN's playing? Like, what would y'all say is y'all top three right now? Everybody get a chance to name their top three.
From
this side of the room.
Top three what?
Top three receivers in the league right now.
JSN.
That's one person, gang.
The best right now.
Gang, there's three. You can name JSN. Three. Stop acting like you can't name three receivers.
If he can, I'll help him. Exactly. I have to go JSN right now, and then I'll have to go Malik Nabers before he got injured. He was off to a great start. But that game, that was crazy. And then I would probably go, I don't know. I like GP too, but I don't really know if he's having the best season. That's just my opinion of who I like.
Are you going off this season?
Yeah.
Oh, I was about to say. Okay, that makes more
sense. Yeah, I'll throw GP in there.
If we go off this season, I'm going JSN. I'm going George Pickens. I'm going to be honest. I'm going to go George Pickens second. And I'll take Jettis just because Jettis is still the best.
As a Seahawks fan, I could talk about JSN all day.
St. Brown, I ain't got really too much
to say. Amara St. Brown's a dog.
He's just a consistent
He's playing with a torn.
He said something about the Lions. That reminded me. I'll put J-Mo in there before GP.
Ooh, I like that. I like that.
I might take Amara over Chase, too.
Ooh, nah.
Yeah, he's balling this season. He's balling this season. He's balling.
Guys, no one has said Puka.
No,
I was just about to say, I got JSN, James Williamson, and Puka. Puka been balling.
I got JSN, Jamar Chase, and Puka.
Top three is hard right
now. No, I'm going to pick Puka second, Jamar Chase, and George Pickens.
So, is y'all saying
Jamar Chase this year in y'all top three?
Jamar Chase.
Y'all just saying because he is top two receivers in the league.
He's just top two receivers.
He's top two.
Because y'all really think he's top three this season? Jamar Chase. This season.
I don't think he's top three.
I like Devontae Adams more than Puka. Yeah, If I'm going over to the Rams, I'm taking somebody out of LA.
I'm taking
the Adams. The guy's a technician. You can't deny it. You know, he showcases it at a high level every week. And he just makes a lot of plays.
Devontae Adams shows he's a veteran receiver. He shows that he's a vet.
How do y'all feel about the college football playoffs on Saturday?
Ooh.
I feel like Notre Dame should be in the conversation. That's a team that didn't get to prove themselves.
Notre Dame's not better than Miami. Miami's blowing them out the water.
Do y'all think
Miami did, in fact, beat Notre Dame, but But Notre Dame has beat three teams that Miami has lost to. So I do feel like Notre Dame should have more of a chance than Miami. Even though Notre Dame and Miami beat Notre Dame.
Do y'all feel like JMU should have made it?
No.
No, but you got to have lower division schools in there.
Because Boise State was in there, and everybody's team's probably better than Boise State.
Tulane's in there, too, right?
How y'all feel about Indiana?
I was about to say the same thing.
I feel like they'll win it all this year. I don't think nobody's beating Fournette.
I ain't gonna lie, Mendoza is the best quarterback in college football.
Hey, I feel like I got Miami. I got Miami.
I ain't gonna lie, bro.
I got Miami.
It's a bad pick, brother.
Y'all talk about Indiana, bro. Ohio State's not done. JJ's coming back.
Ohio State's done.
JJ is coming back.
It's one man.
The season's over.
Jeremiah Smith is coming back.
Malachi Lemon is better.
No, he's not better than Jeremiah Smith. No, he's not.
Yes, he is.
This year, that more was yards, not one more time. Receptions, Mekhi more Lemon. Yards after catch.
Bro, Malachi Lemon is the best receiver in college football.
Listen to this. Jeremiah Smith missed one game. He missed one more touchdown than Malachi Lemon.
He missed one game. The same amount of receptions.
And the same amount of receptions.
He had more targets, too.
Think about that. Not JJ.
Yes, he do.
No, he
don't.
The outside receiver.
JJ has more of an opportunity to have more targets than Mekhi Lemon because Mekhi Lemon is not receiver one on his team.
No, he is. He just plays slot.
Mekhi Lemon is receiver one. He's receiver one. He gets the most targets.
Who's the Jacoby Lane's receiver one?
Yeah, he don't get as
Jacoby
much targets.
Jacoby Lane's the Z or the Y, whatever the outside receiver is. He's the X. He's the X. Mekhi Lemon's receiver.
Mekhi Lemon's getting more targets than him.
Oh, he don't.
If he didn't, Jacoby Lane wouldn't have got that.
They be putting him at slot. They put him, they get him anywhere.
I'm talking about he get more than JJ. He don't get more than JJ. No. He don't get more targets than JJ.
No, I don't believe that either.
Think about this. JJ, he low-key, his targets from this year and last year, he splits them. But the receivers around him. Look at his receiving core.
He has Cornel
Tate. What point did that make?
He has Cornel Tate. Who else?
You don't have another
Brandon Ennis.
Brandon Ennis hasn't done nothing all year.
Brandon Ennis hasn't been relevant since high school. He hasn't been relevant since high school.
I need a topic switch. How y'all feel about Travis Hunter? Y'all think he'll be a bust after getting injured his rookie season?
No. He got that dog in
it's
him.
It's Travis Hunter, bro.
No. Travis Hunter, that boy, he can play DB, bro.
Ben, how do you feel?
You know, well, I guess Trevor Lawrence is good again, which is annoying. I'm tired of seeing that commercial where they do like, let's hear it for the boys. It's like driving me insane. Uh-huh. Like I was humming it to myself as I was driving in. But yeah, I think like first, you can't judge him on the first year. Got hurt so quick. The Jags are probably going to be good. Mm-hmm. And they're going to move him to London.
I got a question. Yeah. Were you a football fan growing up?
Yeah.
Like, what was, like, your favorite moment as, like, a young football fan growing up, like, as you, like a kid watching football?
Anytime Jerome Bettis ran it in. Anytime.
Jerome Bettis.
Because that's when football was, like, actually fun to watch.
Mm-hmm. So I miss those days. I miss Big Ben. I miss Hines Ward. You know, what are you going
to
do?
I never watched Hines Ward play.
No, Hines Ward used to be nice.
If y'all was to build a starting offense in the NFL, who would be your offense?
Go positions down the line. Like, just pick a position, like quarterback, running.
Keep going. All right, you start.
Patrick Mahomes, QB1.
Jamar Gibbs, running back.
Jameer Gibbs.
So I'll go DN and instantly take Myles Garrett off the board.
Jamma. We got Jamma on the outside.
I got CMC in the backfield.
What you got, man?
We got a quarterback, a running back.
Two running backs. Running backs is full. One receiver.
The Kelsey, the center, Kelsey.
Jason Kelsey.
Jason Kelsey. At center. Yeah.
Who's taking JSN.
Man, give me Phillip Rivers at quarterback.
We already picked the quarterback.
Pat Surtain at corner.
All right.
I'm taking Aaron Donald at defensive tackle. I'm taking Dexter Lawrence.
You want to do our own team?
All right, we're going to start. We're going to make our own team, so we got the best team out there. Start from quarterback. We all going to pick a quarterback.
Patrick Mahomes.
All time?
Yeah, that's going to make it more interesting.
All time?
Yeah, it's going to make it more interesting.
I'm sticking with Patrick Mahomes.
Give me the GOAT, Tom Brady.
Randall Cunningham.
Give me Mike Vick.
Ooh.
That's
okay.
A nice pick.
Young Mike Vick.
Nobody pick LJ?
No.
Yeah, Lamar Jackson.
Nah. Who you got? Hold on, it's Ben.
I want to say
Big Ben.
I want to say Big Ben, but what about prime Cam Newton?
Oh, I forgot about Cam Newton.
That's a mythical pool.
That is definitely a mythical pool.
That's a mythical
pool. Running back.
Barry Sanders.
Ooh, that was sweet.
Oh. Give me Sweet Feet, Walter Payton.
I want Eric Dickerson.
I know exactly who I want.
Can I put Devin Hester at running back, guys?
No.
Pick a running back.
A running back, a good running back.
There's Bo Jackson.
Yeah, Bo Jackson. Bo Jackson.
The Wolf 40.
Bro. Bo Jackson, baby.
Bro, there's big running backs.
There's big running backs. There's LT. Like
Adrian Peterson. Marshawn.
Who you got, 40? Bucky Irvin?
I don't got Bucky Irvin, bro. Y'all picked the two players I wanted, Gabe. Yeah, we going to go Bucky Irvin. That's my favorite. Nah. AP, yeah, my life.
Let's start off with the receivers, man.
I don't want to go first because I feel like I'm going to keep grabbing all the
Randy players. Moss, you want? All right.
Megatron. Kelvin Jones.
Jerry Rice.
I got prime Julio Jones.
Ooh, that, you guys took all the good ones. I'm going Puka. I'm going new age. Sorry, Dick. I like him.
I got prime AB.
Ooh, that's prime a pull. Gronk. I got Gronk.
Tony Gonzalez.
Gonzalez?
Who's that dude that used to play for the Chargers?
Oh, Antonio.
Yeah, I got him.
I want Mad Max.
I'm thinking. I gotta think. I don't want no current. No Zach Ertz. Maybe in his prime.
One of y'all better pick Shannon Short.
Let's do DB next.
Shannon Short was nice.
I'll just take Shannon Short.
All right, let's do DB.
Like corner or any defensive back.
Pick two, safety in a corner.
Pick a safety in a corner. Yeah.
Safety. Chancellor.
I want Brian Dawkins and Sean Taylor.
Two safety. I'm a Ronnie Lott and Deion Sanders.
Richard Sherman.
You already picked Cam Chandler, gang. It's over.
Richard Sherman and Ronnie Lott.
How do you pick Ronnie Lott?
Oh.
He was coming downhill, wasn't he?
Hitman Harrison. Hitman Harrison.
Ooh. All right.
Cam Chandler.
Nobody picked Troy Polamalu.
Oh, yeah.
Give me Troy, prime Troy.
Nobody pick Ed Reed?
Yo,
we don't know.
Oh,
nobody
pick Ed Reed.
No, bro. Like, bro.
I ain't gonna lie. I
took Sean Taylor and Brian Dawkins off the board.
Them is two safeties,
I need a corner. I need a corner.
All right, well, it looks like we're out of time today. Thank you guys for sharing your thoughts.
And we're out. Peace.
Love y'all, boys. Right.